Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through stronger and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today's podcast is called What's My Purpose? Everyone is searching for their purpose. Everyone is. How do we find it? Is it only one thing? What happens to people who don't think they have a purpose? Well, we'll find out. But first, before I get into today's episode, I want to invite you to try my Lit Daily online yoga classes with me. You'll get a free trial if you sign up now, and I have a library of anatomy-based yoga classes, plus a different daily class with me every day, so you don't have to decide what you want to do. It's there for you. I also do specially monthly live streams, so check it all out at movementbylara.com. And please join me at Kripalu, the largest yoga retreat center in the world in Massachusetts, for 2 workshops this September. September 6th through 8th is for the anatomy of movement, and September 8th through 10th is for the applied anatomy of movement. You can come for either one or both. You'll find freedom through the smarter and safer movement patterns in your yoga practice. And if you're already a yoga teacher, transform how you guide others. You also will receive continuing education credits. But everyone is welcome. So visit movementbylara.com for more information to sign up. Okay, now to today's episode. How do you find your purpose? Well, I am not going to pretend like I know the answer. There is no one answer, but I can certainly help from what I think and I've observed over the years of working with people. And that's an advantage of being in a profession, I guess, for lack of a better word, profession of observing, being with people, seeing the struggles that people have, seeing the triumphs. And the biggest observations I get to see is of course how people move, but how they move has a lot to do with also how they feel about their purpose and their clarity. So I do feel like some people, I feel like we are influenced, of course, by nature and nurture. So some people from nature just come out and they just have a very clear vision. You know, they just are, they make, they're decision makers from the time they could talk or be given a decision. And it's been a pretty clear path for them. There are people that I actually have seen people like that. There are not a lot of them, but there are. They're kind of born decision makers. They have a clear purpose. Then there's many other people who kind of struggle with this idea of purpose. Like, what am I going to do with my life? What am I supposed to be doing? In yoga world, we call it dharma. That purpose is, that's one way of looking at it, is dharma. Like, what are you supposed to be doing? What are you called to do? Like, what are you born to do? And so I think taking kind of some of the mumbo jumbo woo woo out of it, I think it's important to first decide, what is it that you enjoy doing? What are you lit up by? And it can be, I think, take the whole intellectualism out of it. You know, for instance, I was talking to my daughter who is interested in a lot of different things. And she said, well, I really like drama, but I need to have a backup plan. And I said, no, you don't. Who in the world ever told you you needed a backup plan? You know, if you love something, you go full throttle. You can always take a detour. You can always rewrite a situation or choose something different. But if you over-intellectualize stuff, I think you're not actually going in that purpose-driven path. So the first thing I would say is, what is it that lights you up? Is it art? Is it science? Is it movement? Is it computers? Is it creating stuff? Is it writing about stuff? Is it reading stuff? Is it learning stuff? You know, where do you find you are most lit up? Meaning you're not kind of spacing out, but have you ever been in something? And I mean, this is what flow is. When you are doing something or in something or listening to something and you lose track of time because you're fully absorbed. Pay attention to that. That state of absorption is a real clue to your purpose. So I have always loved working with animals. And I did some volunteer work with animals when I was younger. My mom has always volunteered. I love animals. Being around them, I could just be around animals and I would lose track of time. Right? I would just love it. And I thought for a little while, it would be really neat to work with animals. But then I knew that it was better for me to help animals in a different way than to work with them. To work with them I don't think I would have been as effective. So I really felt like my purpose was to be a voice for animals and to always work to be their voice and work to improve any of their lives in any way. And my mission is very much been along the lines of ahimsa, of nonviolence toward all beings, and extending that to all species. But I knew I didn't want to work like in the, like being a veterinarian or something like that. I just felt like that was not my purpose. So I knew from a young age that I did not want to sit at a desk as a career. I knew that I wanted to work. I knew I wanted to work with people, and I knew I wanted to work in health. So I was pretty clear at a young age that health was very interesting to me. I loved the body and the movement of the body and the way we could have this control over it, that we could not only just inhabit it, but we could actually transform it. And that was completely in our control. And so I knew that, and I just followed that. And then everything came from that lens, the kind of non-negotiables. I didn't want to sit at all. I wanted to work with people and I wanted to work with the body. And so I just became a clear, clear path. And then in the background, I also always felt like I was driven by my passion for animals. So I think yoga was a very, very natural blend of those two. I translate the ahimsa, meaning non-harm, very literally to not harming anyone, any being. And so for me, that's kind of black and white. It met my passion really well. Like I want to create an environment and a lifestyle that does the least amount of harm and the most amount of good. And so I've led from there and I know it's my purpose. My purpose is to help people. It's to help animals. And that helps me. It's like a rewarding circle. When I help people move better, they feel better and they feel better about themselves. And then they often are more open-minded and more open-hearted to extend the compassion to other beings. It's not that people aren't open-minded or open-hearted anyway, but when we're bogged down with our own stuff and our own worries and our me-me-me-ness, it is challenging to look outside of that. We all have experienced that. So I think with your purpose, be really clear about the who, what, when, how. Like, who is it that you want to be with? Who do you want to be in your life in a big way? And it could be, again, it could be a person, people, it could be an animal, it could be just you. And what is it that you love to do? What is it that fills you with joy? We all come into this life, I think, with at least one really strong talent. And that talent could be being a good listener. This doesn't have to be something that's tangible in the same way, you know, or that's a marketable talent, but it's not an obvious one, like, you know, you have a product or something, but your ability to listen is huge. That could be your mission. You know, that could be your purpose, is to be a good listener and to translate that into something that you could do as a career or as some kind of path. Really feel like? What is your purpose? What is it that you're really good at? We all have something. And capitalize on that. When you're finding that purpose and when you're capitalizing on the thing that you really love doing and are good at, everything else will start to, I think, just organize itself around that. So the big tips are, who do you want to be around? Who do you want to be? Who are you at your essence when you feel your best and most clear? And what do you enjoy doing? What lights you up? What gives you like consistent, great energetic feedback so that you can be in that flow, in that zone where time kind of just stops? Like you could work really, really hard, but it doesn't actually feel like arduous work. Those are the things that will light you up. And start writing those down. Start journaling about them. Don't let anything else or anyone else get in the way of that. And like with my daughter, you don't have to be, it's good to be a realist, but you don't have to let that cloud everything. Like, oh, I really want to do this, but you know, it's not going to make a lot of money, or but there's already a lot of this type of work out there. Who cares? You are your own person. That's the whole key about the purpose, is really feeling it and not letting any kind of, you know, logic in a way get in the way of that. So I hope this helps you. I would love to hear any of your own tips for finding your purpose. It's obviously a big thing in the world when we come out and there's so many things that are working not in our favor. And there's so much more though that are working in our favor. So believe that. Believe that things are working for you. And that if you listen to what really gives you fuel, what lights you up and sparks you and makes you just want to share it with everyone, that's your purpose. That's your purpose. As always, sending you lots of love, and I'm pulling for all of you.